But the word is khatm, which is, yes, it's the end, but it's not the end. It is when you're convinced is end of the argument, right? That means it came to its full stop. It's in there. And all of that is the beginning for one word which we remember. Wallahu alam bisawab. You should remember this, because this was the way book one ended. The last word of book one is this. The last word of any speech, if we make a complete speech, at the end we'll say, Wallahu alam bisawab. Because at the end, you should conclude. When it comes to conclusion, excuse me, I should trust all the information I have. I never do that. I know that my knowledge is limited, therefore, the good stuff he knows about. I bring it always. So here to end the argument, it's not the argument, it was first manifestation. Now, he will turn around and talks a little bit different. Therefore, that conversation is finished. Yes?
You would not have been able to eat, nor would you have been capable of vomiting.
See, you went back to the beginning that if I was telling you all the problem in you, this is what would happen to you. Yep.
I heard abuse and went on with my work. I kept repeating under my lip, O Lord, make easy. I had not permission to
speak. It's not making it easy. It's making it possible. Nobody goes for the easiness here. Rabba yusir means possible, muyassar. Make it possible. Means that I was listening to you and I was doing my job. Doing my job is running your donkey. It's very Persian. And quietly under my lips, I was mesmerizing that, oh my God, make it possible. Because I'm trying my best, but I know that this is never enough. If he make it possible, it could happen. Because there are some stuff that we know, it's not only us trying to do it. There is something else. Yes?
I had not permission to speak of the cause, and I had not power to abandon you.
That's the dilemma of all teachers. All the teachers, they want to run away, really, because it's not an easy life. Because you're facing the dark side of yourself always in other people, trying to clean it up. But they don't have the power to step back. They have to go forward, and they cannot explain it to you because they don't do it because it's logical. It's not. They do it because they're forced to do it. By their heart, some other force will beat them to this. And they cannot explain it. They know that they have to be patient. That's what the essence of that touch is. Patience. Yes?
From the grief in my heart, I was saying continually, guide my people. Truly, they know not.
What is this? Guide me, people. What is this? Have you ever heard that?
Jesus,
upon the cross, when he's crucified, he will say, oh my God, please lead them to the goodness. They're dumb, they don't understand. This is the guy who is being crucified. He should be full of anger, hatred, and all that. No, he knows this is the best thing. These are silly, so please you help them. I did my best. Make it possible. Yes?
The man that had been delivered from woe was falling on his knees and saying, O my bliss, O my fortune and treasure, you will get rewards from God, O noble one. This weakling has not the power to thank you. God will say thanks to you, O leader. I have not the lips and the chin and the voice for that. Of this fashion is the enmity of the wise. Their poison is gladness to the soul. The friendship of the fool is woe and perdition. Hear this tale as a parable.
Means what? Means we need another parable. And this parable is long. Couple of paragraphs. It's a long story. Long story, which is the next thing you have to notice after this. What were we talking about? Let's go back. Before all of this, all started with the Moses. Remember, Moses went up to talk to the God and found the shepherd who was talking, oh my God, where are you? I have a little bit, I don't know, milk for you, and I could pamper you. And Moses was angry, remember? He said, oh, you're not supposed to talk like that, blah, 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 blah. God got angry. The guy went back to God and said, oh, Moses, you silly fellow, I didn't send you there to cut off the relationships. I sent you there to connect. Go back. He told us that story about Moses. He made up that story for Moses. Why? Say that even Moses, who is the only prophet with a bag of tricks, talking to God, even Moses cannot see what love is. Because Moses believes in rules. And God told him that the love doesn't have any rules, you silly fellow. Go and find that fellow. The fellow was findable. Why? Because of his illogical manner. He was not looking like a human being. He said he was going this way, then that way, because lover is silly. And when Moses found him to apologize, he said, oh, Moses, thanks God I saw you. You beat me, I jumped higher. That's what love is. That was first paragraph, right? And the second paragraph. Then he added another paragraph that Moses started to say, oh my God, I have some philosophy question. Let me ask you, of course I'm not the bad guy. Of course I know that I shouldn't have the questions, but I want to enlighten the fellows. And I know your secret. I know blah, 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 blah. This is that paragraph you're in. Which was what? Which is telling you that he came to another, so he said, listen, I know you have a lot of questions. All of you, you're intelligent fellows. And you have a list of them. And I have no time to answer to that. Because before all answers, I have to explain to you who the hell really you are. And that will kill you. And that's not what I'm here for. I'm here and I have been given a hand. A special power. Which is not a real power. Because this silly guy, David, I told you, you know that he never received any money for that work he was doing. And he was working. He had this power to play with the iron. Why was he given this? You know? Just because God liked this gadget, he gave it to David for him to go around and play with this? David, first of all, needs armament, and he should make it. He'll make a lot of chains to make that dress, because he's going to fight, and this power is the source of his defense, actually. He didn't use it for offensive, for defensive. Doesn't matter. That's how Abu Bakr became defensive. He didn't do that silly stuff. Controlling yourself. This is something that I try to touch you with it, to control yourself. first of all, to understand that you need to stop and do some other stuff. We cannot answer all your questions, but start doing it. It will happen. Believe me, you, because I'm not doing it. I always pray for it to happen. You have to contain yourself. Why? Ah. From the beginning up to here, we talked about being kind. Kindness. Love. That is the essence. Right? So for you, if we say, stop everything, let's attend to the kindness. What will you do? You do with the best of your intentions a very wrong stuff. Because you don't know what the kindness is. When we say, don't be angry, we don't say, never be angry. We say, control your anger. You will stop being angry in the wrong position and you will shift your anger somewhere else because you don't know what to do with it. This is where Persian word comes in. The verb for love in Persian is, I don't know how to explain it in English. Varzidegi. What is it? What?
Exercise.
No, not the exercise. When you exercise, you become strong, right? That exercise to become strong is the similar to verb of love in Persian. We say eşk varzi, means exercising love. Because you practice only. In the hope that someday practice will make perfect. But at the beginning, when you want to be kind, you could be the worst. This is the end of this paragraph. At the end, he said, this is it. When I'm sitting here, I'm doing this, I look opposition to you. I don't care about that. Because I know about this hat. Little by little, you come up. Then, all I'm waiting for, all I'm praying for is what? To see your eyes opened. After that, Ehdaqomi, the prayer of Jesus, he said, well, you will understand it. The guy started to say, yes, now I see it. Thank you very much. He said, this is the real kindness. Real kindness comes from wise people. Stupid people will do it wrong. And you don't really believe in this. You think that you could be ignorant and be kind? Let me give you a parable to understand this. The story goes like this. First of all, there is this very strange position that a dragon is killing a bear. And the bear, facing the dragon, oh my God, shouts out. Remember, the bear is the silly animal here. But very fluffy, right? And you look like the teddy one. That's the point. This teddy bear is in trouble with a dragon. We remember what the dragon is. The ego. He cried out loud. And Roman said, oh, when you cry, a chevalier, a horseman arrived, a knight. And Rumi will emphasize that. When you cry, the knight will come. But without the cry, you have no chance if you don't cry. You remember at the beginning he said, I'm looking for a chest torn apart with the sorrow of separateness. Therefore I could explain all this masnavi and what it is, the story. So that feeling, if it is exposed, the salvation is there. So the horseman will come and will kill the dragon, will save the bear. But for the sake of a story, this horseman of ours is a little bit silly.